Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and static, she like, that it don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. This shit you think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah.
At the height of the night, and that's when she flippin' get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she said she know it's wrong, player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be bobbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life thrills. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
think you're lying.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes
relationships get ill.
No doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat. That's whispering, she tryna play you for the fool black.
If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and live come in. That's where the drama begins.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
Thinking about our fans today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's the early morning part, our first hour of the day. And first, I just really want to welcome all for being part of this incredible broadcast today. I really, really mean that. We welcome fans from coast to coast, and folks know that our broadcast studio is located in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I am, of course, you know, but we reach everywhere. This show gets out to everybody. Doesn't matter if they are in New York City or in Wyoming. The Hair Radio Morning Show reaches them through all time zones. If they are in Europe, where they are like 5 or 6 hours ahead, they hear the show. We have listeners in Australia and, of course, across the continent of Africa. Many, many African countries tune into our broadcast. Quite a few. You've heard from them right here on this show. And it's rewarding. And now we welcome our friends up north, north of America, the other parts of North America, we say. We're talking about up in Canada. And we're real happy to welcome the folks in Nova Scotia. So we are expanding out our message. I've brought in two of our Hair Radio hosts. You guys know Nicole Marie, who is my superstar colleague on this broadcast. Nicole Marie, what do you think? First of all, good early morning. Good.
Yes,
welcome
good
first
early
hour
morning.
To you. Yes, it's very,
Thank
very
you.
Early
good
today.
Morning.
What do you say when someone asks you, you know, what would you like to say about the fans of the broadcast? What do you say?
The fans of the broadcast are just so supportive and so committed to the show. It is just wonderful. I'd just like to tell them thank you, thank you, thank you. They
Absolutely.
Appreciate it so very much.
Yes. And what else can you tell us? Who are
the
fans? The
fans for myself would be working women, women who balance so much in a day, their work life, their home life, with spouses, with children, community activities and organizations and involvement. That just balance so much, have so much on their plate, and every day they make it happen.
Wow. Well, that says so much. Amazing. Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins, what do you say? You're with us early. You guys are a special treat this early morning. What do you say, Michael? Who are some of your fans?
Well, you know, Kerry, the way I look at it, the fans that I have are the brave men and women who served in the United States Armed Forces. They gave their all. You know, just their everything that they could think of and a whole lot more to serve this great country. A lot of them, just like me, we came back from serving this country, and we had either physical wounds, mental wounds, or a combination of the above. And my fans, they're just like me. All we want is what was promised to us, They promised us compensation for injuries sustained. And it is my great privilege and honor to provide my veteran brothers and sisters with the assistance in understanding how they can get compensated. And that's an honor that I just don't take lightly.
No, and that's very clear as you've demonstrated, and you continue to do so each week on your broadcast right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central. And I appreciate that, Michael Hopkins. And I have to say, who are the fans to me is the question. And I think the fans really represent all that we're doing. This is the feedback that I see. This is where we get updates from folks and responses on them hearing something that they would have never thought about, you know, or had heard elsewhere. You know, seeing how we stand out, how Hair Radio, the morning show, is unique. And I'm reminded of that every day. And I also want to take a moment to welcome amazing new fans over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, where they just continue and build upon all that we have started. So my big thing is to remind the fans to become members, free Hair Radio online members. To our little online community, rather. You can easily sign up. Just go to hairadio.com or hrmember, without the S, .com. Either one, and sign up. And, you know, we'll be real happy. So, again, that's hrmember.com or hairadio.com. And that's it. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. We'll see you guys a little later in today's broadcast. I'm Kerry Hines, and up next is the one and only Maggie Anderson. All right, folks, stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And people know, black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them yeah. instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I just get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Boy, if you
you're everything.
It is my great honor to bring to the line Eugene Davis with Conversations with Hair. Michael Hopkins,
hey,
from the Vet Talk Radio Show. Sure, good morning. And Otto with Coffee Tea Conversations and part of the Big Hair Radio Morning Show team. All three of you, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I've asked you guys, and this is the first time I think that you've ever been together for kind of like a celebration on the show. So I think this is really good. Well, at least together, just the three of you. So the reason for this epic episode is that we are honoring fathers. It's all about celebrating for the entire month. We're not just picking a day to celebrate fathers. We're celebrating the entire month. So I'm very honored. I want to kind of lead on in. Let's start with Michael Hopkins. Michael, you are the host of the Vet Talk radio show. Like I said, right here on our network, you are a dad. Can you tell us, first of all, this is the first time we've really talked about this, but what can you tell us about being a dad and all that you're doing? How do you feel? And do you celebrate Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, on the Father's Day part, most definitely. My kids will start asking their mother. Apparently, it's a tradition that I always forget about. They usually ask their mother, what is it that daddy wants? Can you think of anything, mommy? And I'm always in the dark, and then my wife will ask me. She'll say, well, the kids are asking, is there anything in particular that you want? And then I got to think about it, and then I'll tell them something that I like, because they know I like hot rods, like books about hot rods, magazines.
You mean cars?
Cars, hot rods, cars.
Oh
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, they know that's daddy's thing. If they don't know nothing else about their father and they're trying to locate their father, if there's a local car show, that's where I am. And they've been knowing this about me ever since they've been little. So, I mean, the father thing to me, it's got all kinds of facets to it for me. I have four adult children now, and it was funny when they were kids and you got used to them as being small children, and every child has their own little nuances or their own little world things that they do, and you get so used to it with them as children. But the reality is when they grow up and now they're adults, it kind of don't change. Believe it or not, at least to me with my kids, I know which one does what, even though I have children in their 30s and 40s.
Wow.
I still know what they do, how they do, how they think. And it's an amazing journey. It really is. It's an amazing journey. Pretty much me and my wife, I guess you could call it empty nesters or almost empty nesters, because our son is still with us. He still lives with us. But, of course, when you're about 30 years old, you got your own things that you're doing.
Well, I'm sure you do. Okay,
yeah.
At 30.
Oh,
well, listen,
yeah.
I just want to say how awesome it is. It really is, and it sounds incredible. I've got to also just turn over to Otto. Otto, you guys know him. He has a recent addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show family. But he's been a very integral part of this whole broadcast with the coffee, tea, and conversation. So I got to say, Otto, I'm going to call you a pop. Nobody probably says that anymore. Nobody probably uses the word pop. But you're a dad. So what does this whole thing mean to you? And do you celebrate Father's Day?
Yes, thank you, Kerry Hines. Yes, I am a proud pop. It's my proudest job, actually, to be a father. I unfortunately lost my father when I was a young boy. And what it did to me is when I had my children, I didn't know what a father was in a home, but I know what I didn't get. So I gave all my kids what I yearned for as a child, you know. So I attended all their events, all their schools, events, sports, because when I played sports and I looked out in the audience, my father wasn't able to be there due to his untimely death. So I had took it from another perspective, you know, not looking up to a father because I didn't have one. It was like, what did I miss? And anyway, I felt, and I took it the heart. I mean, the job as a father, I shouldered that every day when I got up to go to work. I used to go in their rooms and make sure they were sleeping and comfortable. And I would go out in the day and be proud and speak about my children. And now that times have changed, like Michael said, they get older. Sometimes I miss them, but I know what they're doing, and I know they're safe, and that's all that matters to me, is that they're okay. And I've always taught them there's going to be forks in the road, peer pressure. And without having a father, I fell to that peer pressure. And I told them the adverse effects of going down the wrong fork in the road. So, and they're all good kids. They're all doing things positive. And I'm very fortunate to have two beautiful daughters and a great son. I'm so happy and proud of them.
Now, did you choose, did you have someone else, you know, like another male role model figure, someone who could step in like a surrogate dad, Otto, since, you know, I know you lost your dad early on?
Yeah. Well, I actually, my grandfather played a role, but he was from another generation. So it was kind of like his discipline and his mindset was old-fashioned and bizarre compared to my friend dads. You know what I mean? They were like, why can't you do that? I'm like, well, my grandfather's. And my mother was a pillar of strength in my life. She tried to, you know, portray both roles, and she did her best. And although I, you know, sometimes I failed her as a young man, but I made it better as an adult. When I had my children, actually, that's how I became a man. In my own eyes, I believe, and my mother's eyes, you know, she saw that I had straightened out and was fine, and the kids, and gave her grandkids. But overall, I'd have to say, pretty much, my grandfather was an influence in my younger years, and then I just gravitated and formed my own set of goals and different things off my mother. Actually, my mother was inspirational. Yeah.
I have to tell you guys, I didn't know quite how this would go. We've never done a show or had any kind of real talk about dads in this regard on the broadcast. You guys are the three gentlemen who are dads on our entire network. You are the highest profiled males besides myself on the show, but I'm not a dad. And I have to tell you, it really is resonating quite. I didn't know it was going to reach home like this. But I've got to turn to the one and only Conversations with Hair host, Eugene Davis, who is a legendary stylist, as you guys know. Eugene, I've got to come on and just ask you the same question. First, you celebrate Father's Day, and I think your children are a bit younger than the other gentlemen on the panel today, Michael and Otto. But what would you like folks to know? Do you celebrate Father's Day, and what does it mean to you?
Hi, Kerry. Yes, I do celebrate Father's Day, and I do get into it, and my children get into it. I have five children under 14.
I didn't know you had five.
Yes, I have five.
Did you 14, just say under 14? 11.
Wow. Yeah, 14, 13, 11, 9, and 8. So they're
all
quite
right.
Close together.
Okay.
And but it's really fun around Father's Day because my kids are quite creative because my wife is creative, I'm creative, so they will make things and try to plan out things. But just like Michael, they go to their mom and ask what it is that daddy wants, and they know I love surf and turf, so you take me out for a good dinner, I'm good to go. You know, good, nice, expensive dinner,
yeah.
I'm good to go. But, yeah,
I love it.
I'm looking forward to see my children grow to adults like Michael and Otto. And that experience, I'm just looking forward to as a father to see it happen and it develop over the years and watching them develop. And my oldest, who's 14, I watch her now, and I've poured so much love and character in her, and just to see her develop into her own person as a teenager, because a lot of times I know how I was as a teenager, because like Otto, I didn't have my father present, so I had acted out a lot. And I know it was difficult for my mom, but again, like Otto, as an adult, I corrected that, and with finding Christ in my life, I was able to repair the relationship with my mom and seek out my father. And I found him when I was 48 years old.
Wow.
So I found my father. And
what was that like?
So
you got to tell us, Eugene Davis. What
well,
on earth
it was, it was different because, I mean, my father, unfortunately, is an alcoholic, and that's his choice, and that's how he wants to live. And but, you know, he embraced me somewhat, but he hadn't seen me in all those years, so he was a little bit uncomfortable with the meeting. But that was okay, because I just wanted him to know that it was okay. It wasn't his fault. I know why he wasn't in my life. It was because my grandmother didn't want him to be connected, and she raised me and she took care of me, you know. And so I had to let him know, and just for my sense of finding out who I was. So for so long, I tried to emulate other men that I saw, or gravitate to people I saw were leaders, just trying to figure out myself. And but when I finally met him, because I always tried to figure out who do I look like? Who do I look like? Because I could have relatives to say, you look like your father, but I've never seen my father. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I finally met him, I said, I do look like him, you know? But it put perspective on me as a father. I do overly love my children. I'm very protective. I also like Otto. I go in there, I check that they're sleeping, that they're comfortable, you know, and it's just something I do. My wife tells me we live in a kind of a secluded area, and she's like, you're always locking the door. I said, I don't want nobody coming to take my children, you know? I was like, this is America.
Wow.
So I could be a little bit overprotective, but it's in a good sense, and I just really instill confidence in them, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them grow. So for Father's Day, to me, I think it's special, and I think it's just not about them giving me something, but just them recognizing that I'm there for them.
Well, I'm loving this. I really didn't. You guys didn't prepare me that I would be in therapy this morning on the show. I'm just blown away. You know, when I first had the idea to get, you know, Michael, Eugene, and Otto together to talk about Father's Day and celebrating Father's Day the entire month, I thought more about just you guys being a dad, you know, each of you, your father. And so I never really thought about the relationship, that like the same thing, I can totally relate to having the dad kind of missing. And I think that I would have felt the same way about, if I had kids. I think I would have just gone way overboard or whatever, overcompensated, you know, to all those things that you totally didn't get growing up that you yearned for. And I think that we as men and guys and, you know, little boys, I think we need that. We absolutely need it, and we don't it's not something that we talk about much because the whole machismo masculinity thing, perhaps. But I have to tell you, I think it's important. And I think this is a great, like I said, you've opened my eyes today very much. And I see how important, you know, having these kinds of conversations are. I really do. So this is something. Now I have to, Michael, I want to just kind of turn back to you for a moment. What advice would you tell, you know, these young dads or someone who's looking at starting a family? What kind of advice you as a dad would share and talk about?
Well, you know, Carrie, one of the things that I would share, like with a young father, or they're thinking about fatherhood, it's a total responsibility. It really is. And it doesn't matter what age the person is. It's a total responsibility having children. Because they look up to you. And it's not that they expect things, because kids obviously don't know. But they look up and they watch you. And they watch the things that you do, you know, be it good or bad. And I never realized this totally, Carrie, guys. I never realized this until years later. My children, as adults, would come to me and say, you know, Daddy, it was always you. You always were out there working, doing things. And they acknowledged that they learned so much from me, just watching me. They watched how I treated their mother with the utmost respect.
Mm-hmm.
They watched how, regardless of the circumstances, and like most families, a lot of times we go through a lot of hard times. Regardless of us going through hard times, through dangers and things like that, I always was steadfast. They could always count on Daddy, no matter what it was. They could count on Daddy to see it through. If we needed somewhere to stay, or the money was tight, or it was Christmas, or their birthdays, or just in general, they could always come to Daddy. Daddy would always give them some type of advice, but they always saw me as a role model. And at the time, when you're a father, it doesn't sink in that, gee, I'm a role model for my four kids. It doesn't sink in like that. But that was the most beautiful thing, when my kids started coming to me, and now that they're 30s and 40s, and they're telling me all of this stuff. And it just caught me off guard. I just thought that's what you're supposed to do. You know, I understand, just like, you know, you guys are saying, all of us have that thing in common where sometimes Daddy wasn't there. In my case, this Daddy was not there. I had uncles that were my role models that I paid attention to, that I asked questions, and they pointed me in the right direction to do things. I saw how they did their families. I saw how they were the patriarch of the family, and they did the things that they were supposed to do to make sure that their family had a home, their family ate, their family got presents, their family, when it was discipline time, this is what you were supposed to do. You didn't do certain things, and, you know, this is consequences. That's how I learned. And also, when I went to the United States Army, and I went in at, 25, and I was a father, and that was the first time my wife, myself, we were on our own in Germany, in a foreign country, living on the economy or living with German people. So I had to learn how to budget. I had to learn how to do things. I had to learn how to be a man.
You had to learn. I was about to say, you had to learn how to be a dad, it sounds like.
Yeah, I had to learn how to man up.
I am just, listen, for folks out there, you guys are just tuning in. I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to a very, very special Hair Radio morning show broadcast today. I'm talking with three gentlemen, all who are really Hair Radio Network stars. Each person has a wonderful affiliation with this broadcast. We have Eugene Davis. You guys know him. He's the host of Conversations with Hair, Thursday mornings at 8 Eastern. Always happy to talk with him. Otto, a recent addition to the network, he does a wonderful 7:30 in the morning talk weekdays right through the Hair Radio Morning Show with coffee, tea, and conversations. And, of course, you just heard from the illustrious Michael Hopkins, host of the now venerable broadcast, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here on our network. I've got to say, this is I've got to ask everybody. I want to ask Otto. Otto, let's ask any advice you might give to youngsters out there Same question okay. that I asked Michael. Any advice you might yeah. offer?
Sure. And in today's times, even myself fell victim. I wasn't, the marriage didn't make it, you know, but I still had to be a father. And I know that's almost, you know, sometimes an epidemic proportion, you know. When I grew up, it was unfortunate I lost my father. Most of the families had their fathers. But I'd say you don't, doesn't change. You know, I know I'm speaking to a lot of young fathers out there. You know, don't stay focused, stay diligent on the children. You know, even if you can't live with them, you know, I visited my children. I had them at my place. I spent all the holidays. So it hurts, you know, because I didn't want to fall into what I felt as a child, missing my. So I kept that going. You know, it was a sad day when marriage didn't make it. But you know what? I never gave up on the kids. I never badmouthed their mother in regards to, you know, the things that occurred. I just, you know, sucked that up. Like Michael said, I had to be a man about that. And, you know, tell them, you know, not just focus on our time together. And if you're young wow. and unfortunately things don't make it, stay with the children. Stay with them. And no matter the odds or the adversities, you must be their father. And they can always, you know, and thankfully my father had passed away. You know, you're not. You're still alive and you're still in their life. That was the key I had to learn. And that wow. I'm still here. And I can still be, as Eugene said, and Michael, you know, an influence, a role model. So that's what I do. I focused the last 12 years in regards to still being in their life. And I told them, nothing's changed. I always reinforced to them, nothing's changed. I'm still your father. I'm still there. I'm a phone call away. I'm not a bedroom away anymore, you know. But when you come and stay with Dad, I'm a bedroom away. But I always also, and I was taught by my mother, actually, each child has to be dealt with individually. Some need a kick in the butt. Some need a hug, you know. Wow. And I made sure that I always gave him a hug and told him I loved him. And I said, don't ever.
A kick in the butt.
yeah. It's my son.
Yeah,
never, like with especially my girls, don't ever go without. Insufficient funds, you know, creates heartache. Be careful. Don't ever, like, come to me first. Don't think that pride or you're embarrassed. You come to me. Don't ever lie to me because I can't help you. I can't make it right. Come to me with the truth, and I'll straighten it out. And that's wow. my role. I took my role seriously as a father. Like I said, I shoulder it, and I'm a proud father who – and now they, you know, they cut my older daughters coming back to me at some age. The girls tend to think that, who are you? You don't know nothing. You've been nowhere because they're growing and they're learning. And later on, my oldest daughter and my 18-year-old daughter we're in super contact and I'm involved. Yeah. We've always been in their life, but I haven't been physically in their life because of the changes. But it doesn't change the fact of the matter is you're their dad.
Yeah, not to interrupt you. I just hope that you guys play this wonderful piece today with, you know, for your children and your families. I really do. I think it's quite remarkable, and I feel very privileged just to be able to bring this to our listeners on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I've got to ask Eugene Davis, and we'll wrap it up, but Eugene, host of Conversations with Hair, as we just mentioned, on Thursday mornings at 8. What do you say? You've got teenagers. You know, we've always been told, well, I'm going to speak for myself. You guys know. But I've always been told that teenagers are a handful, you know, can sometimes be challenging, especially perhaps in this world today with social media, something that we probably didn't have to deal with in our day. So what has it been in a big headache, so to speak, of trying to be a dad and deal with children on social media and doing all kind of challenges these days and just things that didn't exist a few years back?
Okay. Well, it can be a bit challenging because of the devices can, like, really control them. Like when you see movies, the shows, and you see the kids constantly doing stuff. But yeah. one of the things that me and my wife, because my wife works from home, I work from home, and all kinds of devices and computers and stuff, and they see that we are being productive. So what we try to instill in them is when they're going to use their devices, great, you can play games, but let's try to learn a language. So they do Duolingo, you know, so that so every day they take about a half an hour just learning French or learning Spanish. So I have two learning Spanish, two learning French, and one learning Mandarin. So this is what we've instilled in them to just be productive on the devices they have, and they can take the time. But we don't let them go onto social media too much right now, maybe YouTube, because we know it can have an influence. But I always tell the children, if you have any questions, that's something you see or you don't understand it, come ask your mom or come ask me, and I'll explain it. And if it's inappropriate, we're going to block it and make sure that it's not part of, you know, your device. And that's how we deal with that. My kids are actually really good kids. They're into sports. They're good in academics. They play instruments. So I do have other things that are going on with them so that they don't just focus in on technology, you know, because – and then me and my wife, we even have to – even though we work in the mornings to maybe afternoon, and they know this, so they now that they're out of school, they take the time to be productive doing other things like cleaning the house. But we also will say, okay, we agree we're gonna work to 2 o'clock, and then we're gonna take him to the park. We're gonna take him to the beach, or we're gonna take, you know, we have to be, just get them out of the house, away from technology, and just living a normal life. And sometimes we even bought a trampoline and say, go outside and jump, because we don't
family
want them to get stuck behind, stuck behind a device all the time. So that's one of the things that we have done. But like I said, with my teenagers, they're very good. We've instilled confidence into them, and we've instilled them respect. We respect them, and they respect us, so we don't have, you know, rudeness or anything like that, thank God, so far. But I think they'll be okay, because we do take the time to invest into them and talk to them and listen to their concerns and respond in a responsible way instead of dictating to them.
All right. Well, on that note, I have to just thank each and each one of you, really. And let's use this time. I'm just going to go around quickly and just give what would you like to say to your children? I think we should use this time to do just that. Why don't we lead in, Otto? Why don't you kick us off with that? Give us some words that you'd like to say to your children at this time.
Call Dad more. Call me. No.
I love it. Hit him up, kid.
Yeah, call Dad more. But, man, they're blessed. Eugene, my son's actually young, too. I have a 14-year-old, so he's in sports. He's got a game. I travel and watch him. I'm just proud of them all. Just hang in there and enjoy life.
Awesome.
And happy Father's Day to Michael Hopkins and also Eugene Davis.
Absolutely, and all our fans as well. And we'll get into that. Eugene Davis, what about you? What would you like to say to your children today? If they're all tuned in, and I'm sure they're going to hear this, what would you like to say?
I'd like to say to them that I'm proud of them, that they continue when they wake up in the morning, thank God, and make every day awesome. And just do their best. And I'm proud of them, even in their failures or their successes. I'm the same dad. I won't change. I will always love them, and I'll stand by them no matter what. And I'd like to say that I'm proud of them, you know. I couldn't be more prouder, and I look forward to seeing who they become. And happy Father's Day to Otto and Michael.
and all the things. Yes.
Being a father
awesome.
Is great.
Awesome. Yes. Michael Hopkins, we are going to turn to our Vet Talk radio show host, Michael Hopkins. What would you like to say to your children?
Oh, I love all four of them, and I'm very proud of all the things that they've accomplished in life, you know, the grandchildren that they gave us and all that good stuff. And yeah, same thing. Right back out at you guys, too, man. That So you guys got young kids.
Yeah.
I'm wrapping my head around that one, too. But, you know, I thank my kids.
Otto has three. Eugene, you have four. And Michael has five. Is that how? The other way around. Michael has four. And,
yeah, Eugene got the five.
Eugene got the five. Okay, well, I gave you an extra kid. Wow.
Oh, no. We got to send them back to you, Carrie, or trade them with Eugene or Otto or something. Oh, no.
I actually can say I'm so incredibly proud. I really am, because you guys all share this incredible bond, just being a dad, but just, you know, I'm not surprised that your children are well-adjusted young people, because I look at the men you guys are. We hear it. The fans of all of our shows, they hear it. And so they're not surprised. So listen, I just want to thank each of you. And again, we're celebrating the entire month. It's all about recognizing the dads and the fathers and if, you know, for those of us whose dads are no longer, you know, out here walking physically, you know, but we carry them with us each and every day. And hopefully this has really made a difference today in your life. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And again, Eugene Davis, Otto, Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Telling you, especially West Coast all day.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So Yana, you'll be back with us to talk locks here and there, and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there. Amen. I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, ask panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for clients looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend, because it's video, from a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice colors, you see nice lighting, it's a good video, but that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
So, that's why I have a love-hate relationship, because I know what I do on YouTube is help. But I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, so it just depends on who it is. But I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube, is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned mm-hmm. right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum.
Ooh,
and
ooh,
I still get likes on the comments. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. And I still get likes on that comment. So, you know, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects. It hides the real issues. You know, like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair. And literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of, it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. But, yeah, I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Redd said, they're doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important. It's so important. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough, they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Redd's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week, but can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made. And I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap was made because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all. So I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends. And I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really teach the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because there's still, like, even in my state, the state board set, and this was state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, single waves, and pin curls, even to this day. So the outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
Right. And I think that apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist, and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a pressing curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where black stylists could actually help educate new black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists where they can do everything.
Like,
so it really is going back to education.
I don't like the model of apprenticeship only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well. But when schools don't teach what the stylists need to know, but they take the financial aid money, I have a big problem with that.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio. We'll be right back.
rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's June 7th of 2023. I'm Kerry Hines. We are definitely live this morning. It's our show number 861, show 861, as we move to our 1,000th broadcast coming up sometime next year. You guys know we're going to celebrate that out on the high seas. We'll talk about that. First, let me bring to the line my co-star. She's out, just standing by. You heard from her a little bit earlier. The one and only Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning and happy mid-show.
Yes, good morning. Yes, happy mid-show, queen of the morning. All right. Well, listen, we've been listening to you this morning quite a bit on the broadcast.
Yeah.
And always, yeah, good stuff. So really good things. Michael Hopkins will be along coming up about 7:30 or so this morning, 6:30 Central Time. We're going to talk to him about Vet Talk Radio and all of that. We got
great.
So much to get into.
We
so,
do.
So we're just getting to it this morning, but I want to say good morning to everybody officially. And
oh, yes.
I just
good
love
morning,
the
good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
You know what, Nicole Marie? Happy Wednesday. I was thinking that the radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, every day is so different. It's drastically different.
No, it's not the same.
No, it never is. There's always something a little
Amazing.
Different.
Yeah,
it really is. And I've been enjoying
Life
it. I really have.
Different. Yeah, because there's always so many different things going on. It's wonderful.
This is true. You're absolutely right. Well, listen, I'm so proud of the show. I'm so proud of
so
your work and your commitment to it, Nicole Marie.
Well, thank you.
I'm proud
you.
Of Michael
thank
Hopkins
you.
And
yes.
all that we're doing on the broadcast. So sometimes,
yes.
you know, we are always, you know, just trying to get it right. We have to also be take
it.
A moment to
we
acknowledge
put in a lot of work
those
for that.
Folks
yes.
who put in a lot of effort. Yeah, so great.
Yes. Well, Kerry,
great
let
stuff,
me say, Kerry,
yeah.
let me say, why,
yeah.
hey, why you're congratulating Uh-oh. People, let me congratulate you. Let me tell you
really?
How awesome
Uh-oh.
The Afro Lock magazine is. It was released on yesterday, and it is fabulous. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. It is great.
That is the nicest thing. Oh, that is the
so
nicest thing
to
hear.
You, and you, Kerry, let me
thank
tell you,
you
had the vision for the magazine, and you just went for it. And just congratulations
you.
To you, because it is a wonderful first publication, and for all of our fans and listeners out there, you can get your publication. It's you can see it for free right now.
That's
so
right.
Please go and
Afro
do
Lock
that.
Magazine.com.
You will love the magazine.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. Much appreciated. And for you guys out there who are new to all that we're talking about this morning, Nicole Marie is referring to our we just dropped yesterday, like they drop an album
yes.
these days or, you know, a new song. Well, we dropped Afro Lock magazine yesterday. We released it
oh,
to the
yes.
world. We literally, it has made its worldwide debut. And
it's wonderful.
So, our friends, Mo Warren, I heard from over in Africa, in West Africa. He's in Nigeria. I heard from Catherine Rondebel down in Australia. So it's literally, when we say it's made its worldwide debut, we mean it's made its worldwide debut.
Yes.
And so we're super excited about it. And we're going to
yes.
be talking about Afro Lock magazine. So we got a whole lot.
Whole lot
what I love are those articles. Yes, the articles.
I love the articles. I love just
really.
Well, everybody knows how talented you are anyway, Kerry, but the actual
so
layout and just the color scheme and just everything was just right.
Oh, thank you.
So,
wow. I
congratulations
think that is high praise.
To you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's a team effort, so that's all of
it
us.
It is. It is.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
Much appreciated. Yeah. And I have to say also to one of our new colleagues, Khadijah Phillips, who's out there, who helped me to kind of put pull the magazine together. So shout out to Khadijah. Also to Debbie, who helped us to get subscriptions and stuff to the magazine.
Yeah,
and
shout out
Flyer by in New York, and just all the folks who are behind the scenes.
Takes
the
a lot of work to pull it together.
Oh my gosh! Woo-wee. Well, tomorrow's broadcast, our Thursday show, we really are going behind the scenes at Afrolock. So that will be tomorrow.
Great.
We're gonna I'll be bringing you some new commentary from Khadijah.
Great.
We got one of our very first subscribers ever to subscribe to the magazine. We're going to be talking to that individual on the show.
All right.
Some surprises as well. So it's going to be a special show on Thursday, so you don't want to miss
it. You don't
want to
miss it. Stay tuned.
Now, in today's Spotlight Hour, coming up at about 8 o'clock or so, I've not met, I don't think I've ever, she's never been on our show. So this is really, like we say, you haven't made it until you've done what, Nicole Marie?
Tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
You got it. But more importantly, don't forget, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio
Morning Show.
Morning Show.
You
yes.
got it. Okay. Very important, guys. Now, I'm so excited. So Mickey, she comes to us, and she's all about pricing and helping folks. I want to make sure and let folks know you got to tune in. I'm super excited to have her on the show. We're going to have her to hang out with us for the hour and kind of talk about some different things. And I think she's going to make a big difference, even for myself.
Yeah.
And because I have some concerns about
to hear about her
pricing and all of that. Yeah. So
right.
we're all going to be on.
That's
Michael
always
Hopkins
a touchy subject, Carrie. So I'm excited to hear what she's going to share
it
with
is.
Us.
Me too. Me too. I'm super excited. So this is going to be fun. You know, we're just doing our thing at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm super, super excited again. What Nicole Marie said, if you guys would like to see what Afrolock magazine is all about, you can see the entire publication. It is available and accessible for free for the first month. So our July issue, again, will be available only to subscribers. So if you have not subscribed already, it's not too late. You can do so by going to AfrolockMagazine.com. And Afrolock, again, is spelled AFROLOCK.com. Subscribe to the magazine so you can get the July issue. And we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to tell you who is our July wonderful guest editor for the month
all
of
right.
July. So all kinds of stuff to talk about tomorrow. So I love
awesome.
This magazine. The magazine is like, good grief. I had no idea it was going to kind of take off in the way that it has taken off, Nicole Marie. It's
Well, it has, Carrie. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is that not something?
It's wonderful.
I'm super
it's
excited.
Wonderful. Yes.
Well, listen,
and so much more to come
there,
every month.
Oh,
another publication.
More. Oh, we're going to kill it.
So much more to come.
Yeah, if we started at this level and I only see us growing.
Right.
I only see us growing. I look ahead about 6 months from now. That's what I
right.
look. I always look ahead. I always look down the road. And I see the types of things that we want to talk about. Like folks have already commented. You know, one of my long-time friends is like, hold it. I love that about the cover story that we're going to talk about
right.
as well. Returning to the Great Migration back
the
to
Great Migration,
natural hair.
Natural hair, yes.
Yeah.
Like Asia. Yes.
Is that not
awesome.
Amazing?
Awesome.
Just well-written, crystal right, double-page spread as well, being our
right.
guest editor and talking about entertainment, for the folks who are trying to break into the entertainment world. You know, it's just the magazine. What I love is that it just, it crossed over it to whatever you kind of had an interest in. It kind of met you somewhere along that way.
Right. Right.
Harrington Gavin, you know, doing his thing as an entrepreneur. It was enough to read.
Now, Gary,
even on the style tip.
Right. I love those too. But I was just going to say, Carrie, I love the articles and so forth. But what stood out to me, one of the ads was the young lady with the afro that had all of the positive, affirming words in her afro. I love that.
I know what you're talking about. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you. I love
that.
That's
self-talk.
Really,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. And that's what the magazine really should represent. And it really did. It spoke to, you know, just a variety of things.
Yeah.
And, if you know, we're just getting started. I want to make sure that we continue to build up. The cover, everybody asked me, well, Carrie, that's a nice cover. Why did you choose the cover? For me, I wanted the first issue to be somewhat informational in terms of the cover. You know, of course I could have made a glossy fashion type.
Right.
You know, but
right.
That's what everybody does. All of the,
right.
You know, I love my colleagues and my, you know, our counterparts out there. But they all
right.
do, we, you know, kind of that idea. That's all that you see,
mm-hmm.
some high fashion model on the cover. I could do that. If that's what you want, I could do that. Maybe we'll do that for July or August. But I wanted to do something that made you wonder, well, what exactly is that?
Right.
Okay. And also that we could build into the direction of those types of pages. But we brought you that on the inside. We gave you some high fashion moments. We gave you some great hair moments.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about health. We talked about wealth. We
right.
talked about folks who have products. We talked about our own products. We really gave you a wonderful variety that we're only going to make better.
Exactly.
I can really tell you, yes, it's going to get so much better as we go along. And I was also happy, Nicole Marie. Oh, me too. I was so happy that we promised by the 6th of the month of June, and boy, did we nail it.
We made it, yes.
We really, I was like, wow, that has to be a first. That we've ever done that before. Yeah. So when we say June 6th, it was out June 6th
of 2023.
Yes, indeed. And so lots more to get into over the next few days. Of course, this is Afro Lock Week. And I'm just excited about
it. So excited.
And we're just getting started, and we're going to continue to celebrate and continue to talk about some of the things. Now, this morning, I love the show this morning.
So
Michael was on in just a moment or two. We'll have him to talk about it as well on some of the things that we did air this morning that I found incredibly, I found it joyful. I really did. Some of the songs and things, some of the talk that we had kind of forgotten about.
Right.
I wanted to really, yeah, I thought it was really quite interesting. So, yeah, so we're going to be talking about all of that in the hours to come. We've also been playing some of our classic songs, as you guys have heard. We'll get into some of that on the way. Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a moment. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, Michael will be here. And we got plenty of time to talk today. We've got Mickey Wright on the way. She'll be with us in about a half hour or so.
And we got a long, a lot of talk we're going to be getting into, Nicole Marie. So get, what did they say? Get your tea together this morning. So, yeah, we got a lot of talk. I know it was a late start on our initial talk, but we got plenty of time to make up for it. So we will be chatting more. So, yeah, stay with us, everybody. Let's just get on some stuff. Michael, for some reason, I think of Hopkins when I think of this gentleman. Don't know why. We'll have to ask Michael. Does he know who this is? Stay with us, everybody.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like this.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, June 7th of 2023. It's just a fantastic show today. What can I say? Just so much going on. And we're happy to have you guys with us. Let's see. Let me see if I can get Nicole Marie, my co-star from Water Valley, Mississippi, on. And superstar Michael Hopkins on. See if we can get everybody back in. Sometimes you guys know with technical things, it's always something going on. But anyway, it's Wednesday morning, June 7th, again, of 2023. It's our show number 861. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Listen, we have just been kind of enjoying this broadcast today, rocking
yes,
out with Michael.
Yeah, very
the
much
other
so.
Thing is Michael.
Yes. Over here
well,
dancing.
Officially, yeah, exactly. Officially, good morning, Michael, on the air.
Good morning,
Michael.
Out.
Yes.
Oh,
so
very
how are
much
you?
So. Oh, after hearing Michael Jackson? Oh, yeah, after hearing yeah. Michael Jackson, you know, he's the only one I knew that back in that time frame, he could pull off the high waters and the suit. He's the
oh,
only
yeah.
entertainer
yeah.
I knew that could do that. And he even started a trend.
Yeah.
He did.
Everything
he
did was a trend. Yes.
Very
everybody
followed. The one glove. Remember that?
Oh,
right.
yeah.
and that glove.
And that glove in the Smithsonian or some museum somewhere?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. Yeah. Because, but here's my thing with all of that memorabilia, that folks out there, they steal that memorabilia. I think they just
right.
got back the ruby slippers, those ruby red slippers from the
right.
original, what was that movie?
From The Wizard of Oz.
The Wiz.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay, yeah, you got it. Judy Garland, of course. But yeah,
yep,
I heard they
right.
just got them back.
Wow.
Like, how could you? I just find it so selfish of someone. I don't understand that kind of level of selfishness that you would steal the joy, literally, from so many people.
Yep. Future generations.
They're not thinking about that. Just being selfish. They want what they want, so they're just going to take it, which is so sad.
Yeah.
And the really sad thing about it, you can't really show them to anybody after you've stolen them. What are you going to do with them? I mean, what are
yeah,
you going to do with them? They're in my
one.
House, but I can't show them to anybody because I stole them. That's just, yeah, and you're right, Carrie.
Yeah, well, you could be playing dress up, but that's another show.
Well,
listen,
yeah,
let
that's
tell
oh,
you guys. Let me tell you, it is so great to have you with us. Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, this is AfroLock Week. We have been killing it in every way.
Very much so.
So, yeah.
Love
so,
it.
Michael Hopkins, what do you want to say about all of this, all the hoopla, all the fanfare? What do you want to say about AfroLock? Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Wow, Carrie. AfroLock Magazine, it has been a labor of love. It really has. And now that it's out, you know, for our fans, for, you know, our friends, for everybody out there, you know, you got to go read it. You got to read
yeah.
it. That's the only thing I can say. I've been poring over the pages, and, you know, the articles are just fantastic. And I'm learning
wow.
a whole lot about the industry that we're
right.
in, this
yeah.
hair beauty community industry. And Carrie,
yeah.
you just poured your heart and soul in this. And
most definitely.
And I know Nicole and I, we're kind of behind the scenes with this, so we know what you've done. And I just
yes.
want everybody out
all
here listening to
all
us.
The effort.
That effort.
Oh,
I just
yes.
want you guys to understand what Mr. Carrie Hines did to put this together. This
well,
was
thank
just,
you, Michael.
I mean, the intensity. You know, Carrie, you did it. And
yes.
No one can take it away from you, Mr. Carrie Hines. And
Nicole
and I, we're so proud of you, Carrie. We
so proud.
Are so proud of you. We really are.
I think it's a team effort. It's a family effort. This is something that that all of us are responsible for. And this is just the beginning. I look
right.
at it and all I see is what we're going to do that I'm working on for July's issue.
Right.
And I'm
right.
so excited. I can't
all
wait
we
to
know
see
you.
Your individuals and just introduce you guys to the world on a different level. What I find that the magazine allows us to do is to go more in depth.
Right.
And
very
walk
much so.
Away with a certain feeling, you know, and then we get to talk about it on the live broadcast. I'm super excited. We're going to be introducing you to a lot of folks. And I'm looking forward to our surprise guest editor for the month of July. So it's somebody who's going to be dynamic and
awesome.
Has a lot to share. Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, speaking of
can't wait to find out.
Well, Nicole Marie, yes, today, you know, this whole week is about celebration. But that starts
right.
with something that is called inspiration and
that's
hope.
It. Every single
and
day.
And all of that. Yes, and that's where we have parked it about now. We are looking for that morning push. Every day, really, here on this
right,
podcast.
Right, that every day.
And I'm so grateful to Nicole Marie for taking the time, this incredible book that you have discovered, and you share with us some highlights from there and gets our
yes.
thinking going in that direction. And I take that inspiration with me each day. So please,
awesome.
Nicole Marie, tell everybody what we're talking about this morning on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, you're going to enjoy this.
Thank you, Carrie. Well,
yeah.
first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. No matter what we've gone through, no matter what happens day by day, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share hope of the day for this Wednesday for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So the hope for today is take time. Fight against the urge to rush. Savor experiences. Explore their meanings. Learn from them. Take the time to register your feelings. Turn experience into wisdom.
Mm.
What
wow.
do you think about that? Carrie and Michael.
Oh,
wow.
yes.
Take
oh, yes.
Time.
Sounds familiar.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you. Well, Michael, since you are a special guest for our Hope of the Day, what does that sound like to you from Patrick Henry? I'm sorry, Patrick Lindsay. I can call him
Patrick
the other
Henry,
famous
okay.
Patrick Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it just reminds me of so much with people. And they get caught up in the moment, and they want to rush to do things instead of thinking
mm-hmm.
things out. You have to think
yeah.
things out. You have to see, if I do this, what's going to happen here? Especially in business, especially.
So true.
And I know you both would agree, especially if you're in any type of business. You don't want to rush and do a lot of things. You know, I've had friends of mine, they rush to do things, and they got to have it. Let's go do it now. Boom, boom, boom. And that's great, but they didn't think things out. So now 6 months later, you're stuck with maybe a large bill or something has happened or it didn't pan out the way you wanted it to pan out. I've seen people... Especially like in the industry I was in the security industry, in the training industry. A lot of people had high hopes, and they went in guns a-blazing, so to speak, and all of a sudden, what happened? Unfortunately,
yeah,
they didn't plan ahead.
Exactly.
Right.
So, this was a great piece, Nicole. Yeah. Marie.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Michael on that, Nicole Marie. It was, you know, I just think that Patrick Lindsay finds these incredible ways to inspire and encourage on a daily basis. And you bring that to life with your sharing what he's written. And I agree. Take the time. Take the time. My favorite part about registering your feelings, how important is that? How great is that? So
Take time to register your feelings. Very important.
Exactly. And it's critical to me. And his book, again, is High Hopes, correct? So, you know, this is
high
something. Yeah. So, Nicole, normally we get to this early in the mid-show hour. But but you can think you're going to hear your inspiration here on a daily basis.
Everyday inspiration.
Michael, I do want to talk to you quickly about a little bit about the Vet Talk radio show from yesterday. What happened on Tuesday's broadcast? I thought it was just fantastic. Nicole Marie, I heard
awesome.
You were there.
Yes, very much so. Pleasure to be a special guest on Vet Talk Radio. Yes, I love it. And I enjoyed the broadcast. Always enjoy it.
Me too.
Always
me too.
So much key information shared and so helpful.
Exactly.
So helpful. Thank you Michael.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So, Hopkins, what have you heard? Any feedback and any comments from the broadcast? And remind everybody, for folks who didn't tune in, what did you cover yesterday? I think it was go right ahead, Michael.
Right, pretty much it was just five. There are five things that when you need some type of
evidence, right?
Yeah. There's five types of evidence. And a lot of times veterans overlook it. And we covered five different items, very important items. And the vets love that kind of stuff, Carrie. When I get the feedback from them,
they
love it because it makes them understand this claims process. And that's what it is. It's a process. And once you start understanding the process, then you begin to understand.
You'll be successful at it.
You'll understand how to file for compensation. Many times, Carrie, they still need someone like myself, an accredited claims agent, to guide them, to help them, to get them to understand and point them in the right path, the right direction. Because if you don't have the right direction with this, Carrie, may not work for you.
I agree. What Michael's saying out there, Michael is an accredited claims agent. He also hosts Michael hosts a weekly broadcast on our very same network called the Vet Talk Radio Show. That airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. He's in, kind of coming towards the end of his second season. So he just aired. Michael, your broadcast that played yesterday was number 28 of your second season. So we are just so thrilled.
Wow.
You've been killing it here. And we congratulate you on all your success. And I loved yesterday because you had, there was a part of the show, in the mid part of the show, that you really got a chance to elaborate. And I listened back to this show yesterday. I listened to every three-hour show that we do. And I listened back to it, and I said, wow, that was so informative. So for you guys out there, the Hair Radio Morning Show, Afrolock Magazine, we're really talking the same language. It's hair, beauty, and community.
And community.
And those are the Yeah. So everything that we do emanates from one of those three, or check a few, or in some cases all three boxes. So I'm just so excited, and just outstanding job on the vet talk. And I can't wait till next week to get to what we're going to do. We'll cover that later this week on the show. Now, tomorrow, it's all about AfroLock magazine. I can't wait to chat with the very first subscriber ever to the magazine. Also, we've got some feedback on what folks are reading in the magazine.
Wonderful.
And some of the things that are coming out of them. So lots of good things that we're going to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast. That's very different. That's why I love the Hair Radio Morning Show. You never get what's out there already.
So true.
Very much so. Very much
so.
You're just
true. We operate in another lane.
That's a whole nother lane, folks. really is. That's really the truth. So listen, now, did you guys, I'll tell you what, I do want to get your feedback on some of what we aired this morning. There was some father talk, some, you know, with June. So let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to get both of you guys to weigh in on some of that, of what you heard this morning. So stay with us. We got a lot more to get through this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. Here they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here. And I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here have Madam C.J. Walker? and hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who, right. What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Manager J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just, it's just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African American millionaire? Was Annie Malone, or was it? I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level. But I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker. With all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionairess of African descent, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what
based
I'm getting.
On the timing.
Why? How on this earth? I'm trying to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both. And
oh,
all the things
there's
that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right, exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, clean, it was orderly, it was, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines, a wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and he never went back to it. But
amazing.
We're back live. It's Wednesday morning, June 7th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. And I want to bring to the line, this is my amazing co-star. You guys know her. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Her name is Nicole Marie. And Nicole Marie, it's always great to have you with us. Now, you are an elected official down in your neck of the woods, and I just want to say again, good morning to you. Yes.
Good morning again.
Yes, good morning. So listen, I want to bring to the line, now is our special guest, and Michael will be along with us in just a bit, but we have a very special guest. Now, she's joining us today, Nicole Marie, for the first time ever. She really And I've known of this wonderful lady for a while. She's been on my radar, so I'm so excited to finally get her on this show to talk to everybody. Let me just officially welcome Mickey Wright to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You don't know
good
how long
morning.
I'm waiting to say that.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes,
so happy to have you this morning.
Yes.
I'm
super
excited to be
here. Welcome.
Yes.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, I've got to lead in with this, Mickey Wright. I'm so happy to have you here for so many reasons.
So I want to kind of start with this. You are a pricing expert. You are somebody who I can't wait to delve into all of that because, you know, this is huge to us in the hair and beauty community. So we're going to get into all of that. But first, let's talk a little bit. Now, where are you based out of? Where are you based from?
Well, right now I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm originally from the Detroit, Michigan area, and I spent most of my career in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, the DMV, as everybody calls it. And I heard Nicole Marie from Mississippi, and I've actually got Mississippi roots, so yes.
Wow.
Wonderful.
It's a pleasure. Yes, it really is. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Now, I had a chance to go to your website, and my thing is that I know we usually give websites at the end of the interviews. We're going to give yours out now, because when I start talking about it, I always got to make sure folks know what I'm talking about. So I love this. So give everybody your official website, Mickey, and we're going to talk a whole lot. We got you for the hour. So,
sure.
But, yeah, give everybody your official site.
Yeah, well, it's called beautysuperstars.com, and it stars with an S on the end, and it really is about helping people become superstars in their beauty industry.
Why is that so important to you, though? Why is this so critical to help help salon owners and folks in the hair and beauty realm to become more successful or to become successful? Why is that so critical to you?
Well, I think it's probably because I'm second generation in the industry. My mom is a hairstylist, and I have a sister who's a hairstylist, and I watched my parents start up a salon, and my father passed when I was, a teenager, and my mom, continued on from there and expanded it into three locations, and, she trained her people from the ground up, and so it's not ever something I thought I was going to go into, so that was a complete shock and surprise for both of us, but I think a lot rubbed off, and I saw a lot.
What did you want to do?
Fashion was always my first love. Yeah, fashion was my first love. I'm tall, and so modeling was, something that I aspired to and did as a teen. And, from seeing kind of behind the scenes, it was like, I don't really want to be the model because, everybody's telling you what to wear. I had ideas as far as what I would want people to wear and, how I'd want to do it. So that ended up translating later in life to, putting together photo shoots and really doing a lot of competition work, putting together full, complete looks. So it wasn't just the hair, but the hair and the fashion always tie together. So
exactly.
I was actually a computer science major in college.
Wow. I love that. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
I didn't finish with the computer science because I got, deferred. I kind of say that I fell into the beauty industry and then I fell in love with it. So.
And we are lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you. Right? And I'm going to turn over to Coleman, but first I just wanted to lead in with this. Pricing. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
How did you and I really mean this. So we really gonna kill it this hour. How on earth did you realize that this is something that really needed to be delved into and something that is a universal I'm gonna call it out as a problem or something that we need to pay attention to. Especially in the hair and beauty community, but really all entrepreneurial businesses, really.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So how did you, what was that, I hate to use the word, the aha, borrowing from Ms. Oprah, but what was it that was that aha moment for you that made you say, this is what we really need to talk about? And nobody else is in that space. Very few others are, probably to this day.
Right.
What do you want to say, Nikki Wright?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's like, I think it's one of the things that's, you know, the most impactful toward our business success and the least talked about. So that's one of the things.
Yeah.
And I have to go back to part of my background. It's like, you know, like many hairstylists, it's like I aspired to own a salon, which I was able to realize that. But then I also became one of the first African-American owners of a full-service salon and day spa in the country. And we had a phenomenal team, you know, and it was, you know, mostly young stylists, young people coming into the industry. And so building up their confidence to be able to charge the prices that we had and, you know, feel comfortable with that, and helping them, you know, kind of the way I started with a really rocky start. And so I helped them to, you know, from what I learned about then fast forwarding everything. Because I had to leave the industry, go back to get a 9-to-5 job, and figured it would take me about a year to get back into it, and it was only ended up being about 6 months. So when I had my salon and my team, it's like I helped them to be able to quickly grow, and we were part of the Salon Today publication. They ranked the 200 fastest growing salons in the country, and we were blessed to be part of that for 3 consecutive years. We had a lot of growth quickly. And some of it, you know, it's not a popularity contest. Yeah, it's really, they go through your numbers. You have to send in your tax returns and your salon software reports and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, this is what you did or you didn't do. And so having coached for so long, it's like I used to teach the hair part, but then I kind of faded out of that part, and when I kind of came back, I was like, a lot of people don't know how to create consistent income in our industry, which is a challenge because, you know, if we can't pay our bills, which is where I was, you know, when I started out, we can't stay in it. And so, you know, I was fortunate to have great mentors, my mom and my first salon owner and then my second salon owner, that really helped in that. And so I see where we are now, and especially since COVID, they, you know, everything has gone up. The costs have gone up. And any other business that gets passed on to the client, right, or the customer, you know, we see it at the gas station, we see it at the grocery store, we see it everywhere. But we are hesitant as stylists and as beauty professionals and, you know, like you say, in a lot of other industries, because I work with other businesses, we're hesitant to pass those costs on. And so we are actually, a friend of mine I spoke with, she was like, we're going to have some grand closings rather than a grand opening. It's like, because we can't pay we can't take care of our expenses.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk all about that, believe me. And I've got a lot to share on that and some other impetus come in. But kind of turn it over to Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, I know you're chomping at the bit. Jump on in with Miss Mickey Wright, our special guest today.
I certainly
so
am.
Take it away.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carrie. Well, I'm listening to all of your experiences that you've had, your background and so forth, and you have, you know, trained and led the way and had, like you said, you spoke of your mom, your sister, so forth, as being mentors for you. And I'm certainly, I'm an educator, so I'm all about the belief, you know, each one, reach one, teach many.
Yeah.
So here on the show, my focus is girl power, and you are definitely leading the way in girl power, all about just living your best life, reaching your goals, whatever it is that you aspire to do, to be able to do that. So as an entrepreneur, as a professional, for a advice for a young person that is looking, just starting out, that's looking to become an entrepreneur, to step out into the realm such as yourself, what advice would you have for them in just getting started?
Wow. Yeah, it's like I love that question. I love that you're all about girl power because I definitely feel like, you know, we are kind of the backbone of everything. And so
we have to continue
our personal development, you know, I think is one of the things that a lot of times we're missing when we come into the industry, especially as young people. And so it's like missing some of that. I know I was really intimidated by the clients. You know, my first owner would give me some of his clients, and, you know, I'd just be shaking in my boots, you know. So,
right.
You know, my mom would tell me things like, you know, it's like you're never going to be him, because they'd be like, well, Sally doesn't do it that way. And I was like, oh, no, you know. But
right.
It was building that confidence to feel like, okay, I have something to offer. I'm never going to be anyone else. You know, even someone, you know, it's like, oh, I love, you know, one of my coworkers' personalities, but I'm not going to be them. I'm me.
Exactly.
So,
you can
you
only
know,
be you.
And exactly. And so building your confidence, I would say definitely getting great mentorship. And I know a lot of people now are just wanting to go straight into a suite. But I'd say, you know, those first 2 years are just like exploring, learning. It's like, you know, our schools, you know, I would say probably most of them do a good job with getting you to pass the state board. But, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of missing pieces, is what I'll say.
Right.
And so getting with someone who has experience, who's doing the kind of things that you want to do, who may be able to show you the ropes and or you can watch the ropes up close, you know, even if there's not a lot of time for them to show you, quote unquote, it's like pay attention to all of the little things, because those are the things that make the big difference.
Exactly.
And one of our stylists.
Time is a very big
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, she was my assistant and she became one of our stylists and she's doing phenomenal now. But she actually watched everyone in the salon to the point where she could tell you how each person curled, you know, like how they held their curling iron or flat iron, how they
right.
sectioned the hair, how they pulled it up. It's like she'd have all of the body movements down because she had been paying attention and there's
attention.
So much to learn. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that. So and another question I have is, as a pricing strategist, you train business owners how to charge what they're worth. And that can
mm-hmm.
be hard because you're thinking one thing, but then, you know, you're really worth a whole lot more. So for someone that is looking to follow and do that as well, what advice do you have for them, like even for a business owner? You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you may think one thing, but you as the pricing strategist coming in are trying to train them in another realm. So do you ever kind of butt heads with that, or are they really following you and listening to what you are saying as the expert?
Yeah, it's really, I think the pricing is so interesting because it's like so connected to everything. So I feel like the tip of the iceberg is the price. And so, you know, people, you know, when they find out what I do, they're like, you know, what should I be charging? But it's not something you can just pull out of the air. It's, I always say pricing is personal. It's not one size fit all. And so it's looking at, that's the tip of the iceberg. Underneath it, you know, I have what I've put together is like some things you can base your pricing on, which are four keys to confident pricing. So that you
right.
actually know what you're charging for, because a lot of us just, you know, we followed somebody else, we called around, we went on their website, and we saw what people charged, and we just said, you know, I'll charge
and
somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And so we've got to find out what we're basing our pricing on. But then underneath that is kind of the bottom of the iceberg, which is the big part, which is our mindset and the money stories we have and the fears that we have. You know, one of the biggest fears that I hear is that, you know, oh, I can't raise my prices because all my clients will leave.
Right.
And I find it's really interesting. You know, sometimes I'll stop and ask people, it's like, well, you know, how many people do you know that have that experience? And it's rare that anyone can come up with anyone that raised their prices and lost all their clients. But we believe it,
right.
and, you know, what I try to help people with is just because you believe it does not mean it's true.
Exactly.
Mm.
Thank you so much. Carrie, back to you.
Thank you, Nicole Marie. Great question. I have to
Thank
say,
yeah.
Folks out there, yeah, good stuff. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Harry. I guess I'm going to have to stop saying all-new after 1,000 episodes. But, you know, we really are. Today's broadcast is show number 861. And it's taken 860 episodes to get you here, Mickey Wright, our very special guest who mm-hmm. is just doing gangbusters out there. We're so happy to have you join us today.
Yeah, and
so
I just want to say a huge congratulations. It's like 861 episodes is epic. And I know that there's a lot of work, and I actually did a podcast after George Floyd's murder that focused on me interviewing people in the beauty industry, African-American people in the beauty industry who were doing amazing things that a lot of times don't get the recognition and don't get the with what they're doing. And I did over 80 interviews, and that was a lot. And you're at 800, so I'm like, woo!
And
huge congratulations.
What you just said, thank you, because you said, now, can you imagine we do anywhere from, say, 3 to maybe 10 that you hear a day? So when we say we've spoken to thousands of people, we really have spoken to thousands. Literally. Listen, I have to tell you, it's incredible. Well, what I also find just incredible is that Mickey right now, again, she's a pricing strategist and funding expert. I got to say, areas that I just love. But it took some time to get there because it seems to me, in the African-American community, it seems that we are always a little reluctant to talk about money and to talk, I don't know what it is. I find that other communities, they have no problem. Carrie is so-and-so. It's blah, 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 without even a missing a beat. But when it comes to pricing, and I'm going to really tell you my experiences. Now, this isn't from, 30 years ago coming into the industry. This is now. I talk with folks who I have individuals that I deal with on a regular basis who are, out there in the hair and beauty realm as well. And they have promotions businesses and all kinds of different businesses like we do. But whenever it seems that, when I bring up money, now I have folks, Mickey Wright, who have ordered from me, and I'll send them, if I send them the invoice to pay for it, oh my goodness, it's a fight. It's why are you sending me the invoice? Now you ordered the thing from us, and now I don't understand this. It's like a fight to, what is going on? Have you ever, did you notice anything like that? Like it's different how we look at and talk about money because I think it has a lot with us not being great at setting prices in our business sometimes because of that kind of undercurrent that I don't think it's really great. So is there something that you have noticed out there, maybe come across?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you and I kind of got to see each other in person really briefly at the the International Beauty Show in New York, and I was part. I actually moderated and led a conversation on people of color and pricing and people of color and why do we undercharge? And it's like there's so many layers to what you're describing, as your experience. So starting with, the external things that are still present, things like discrimination and things like, being overlooked even though you have all of your financials in order, even though you have this and you have that. And so those kind of things can definitely have an impact on our self-worth and our self-confidence. Sometimes you hit something and it's like, wow, I really can't do that, or this isn't working there, and there's no other basis than, the color of our skin. But then we go, that affects the internal and has affected the internal, the messages that we've gotten growing up as kids, the feeling of worth and deserving, the feeling of, it's like I've got to give, and there doesn't have to be any type of exchange. The whole receiving piece is a whole different thing. So it's like we're bending over backwards, trying to take care of people, doing a great job at it a lot of times, and using great products, doing, you know, training and that type of thing. So we're bringing something great to the market. But on the other hand, that what we're charging doesn't match.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's like it creates a challenge because we don't have enough income coming in to cover expenses.
Exactly.
You know, it's like for many of us, it's both, you know, for many entrepreneurs, you know, I work with all types of business owners. And, you know, like if the business needs something, you're going to try to, you know, make sure the business has it, you know, instead of your home.
Exactly.
And that may impact, you know, things like your credit and things that you can or cannot do or that feel like a strain or a stress. And so there's a lot, but a lot of it is our mindset and,
exactly.
you know, how we grew up, the messages that we've gotten all along. And then a few years ago, I found out they have scientific studies now that tell us that DNA is, or that trauma is passed through our DNA. And so we're carrying trauma of stuff that we never experienced. And we can't like verbalize it because it didn't happen to us, but it's still part of our makeup.
Our DNA.
And exactly.
I love what you just said because I you're going to really get me in trouble this morning, but I have said that I think every person of color is walking around with PTSD. That's what I think.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
we live through every day on the news and everything, we don't really talk about that,
right.
but they're just kind of opening up that space now. Listen, Mickey Wright is our guest today, and I love your website. Again, Beauty Superstars with an S on the end. .com. Love it. Now, I love what Mickey put together. You have a free download that's there. I got it myself. I'm raising my hand. I love it.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful
you.
Advice. So you knocked it out of the park. One of the things that comes to mind, and then I'll get Michael on in just a bit as well, Michael Hopkins to join on again. But two things, actually. But I saw something just recently. It was like, you know how everybody shares around these little banners? You've seen them, Nicole Marie. Everybody shares little advice and all that stuff on digital media, on social media and all of that. And it says something like this. It says, setting prices, because they've talked about this. They must have known you were coming to our show. And it was something like, when setting the prices, it says something about, they're not setting, it was a hairstylist or whatever, and she or he, they were saying they're not setting their price based on what your, what did they say, what your budget is in your pocket. That's what the stylist was saying to the client. What they're basing their pricing on is their talent as a stylist. And I thought that is incredible.
Oh, wow.
And I found that to be amazing. And I said, is that something that you kind of look at, Mickey, and then I want to ask you a little bit something along that line on raising or lowering the prices, because you talked about the COVID earlier in on the broadcast, and I wanted to kind of talk about that because I have one stylist from out in Dallas. She knows who she is. She's wonderful, and what she said was that before the COVID, during the COVID and after, there were some clients who wanted her to, you would think, who didn't understand that she was raising her prices. Some actually felt she should be lowering her prices. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. So lots to ask you this morning. You know you were coming here, Mickey, right? We were going to put you on the hot seat. So what do you say first about all this? Go ahead, weigh on in.
The pricing based on talent is like, I get it, and it is part of the equation, but it can't be the whole equation. And so it's like, and, you know, when we say, you know, like I even use the term, you know, it's like charging what you're worth, but it's like a good news and bad news kind of thing. It's like the reality is you are already charging what you think you're worth.
Wow.
So let that sink in.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Let that sink on in, right? Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
But taking into consideration our talent and, you know, it's like your prices can't be based on public opinion per se, you know, like everybody weighing in on what your prices should be. But
right.
yeah.
it does need to take into consideration supply and demand. You know, it's like the busier you are and the more you can kind of focus your ambitions and your, you know, specialty, the more you can charge. And on the other side, you know, it's like if you're charging too low, it's like you may need to bump it up and you may be busier because the perception of low prices is that it's cheap, right? That you're not going to get value,
you
that you're not going to get.
It's so difficult to win at this. That's why I love what you do. That's not just radio
it's
talk.
It's not that difficult. Yeah, it's really not that difficult. Like, they give you four pieces to plug in, and then that starts to give you the foundation, and then we go from there with setting your prices. So,
well, I have to tell you, Mickey Wright, it cracked me up. Nicole Reed, that, because I remember the lady who was on the show, and I think it was during the pandemic she was on, because we've been on through so many. I said, our show is like a chronology of culture.
Yeah.
We've been on through,
for
years and years. So I could just go down, look back right through the certain shows, and literally there's a history told right through our broadcast. But I remember doing that during the pandemic, and she was saying, because remember all this stuff, barbicide, everybody was putting out different little things that you had to do all this extra work. So the stylists, the salons were raising their prices. I remember that so well. And I just understood that. I thought all the clients understood that. Well, the one lady said, well, gee, we're not really working, so you need to be lowering your prices.
So I said, oh, wow.
I hadn't even thought that someone would kind of come in with that one. I really didn't. I was kind of surprised. So I just say, wow. So this is very serious on the pricing. But you said, you know, there are ways and steps. You kind of cover that with everybody as an expert pricing strategist out there, Ms. Mickey Wright.
I have just four keys to confident pricing that I think are really helpful to start to put that together. And then next week, actually, you know, this is super timely because I'm going to be doing a 5-day confident pricing challenge. And, you know, it's online, so anybody can participate across the country and be able to, or I guess across the world as well, but be able to actually put into practice, you know, some of those four keys to really make a difference. So by the end of next week, they'll be in a different spot pricing-wise.
Okay. Well,
that's great.
Yes, indeed. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, give you a chance to get you some coffee or tea this morning. And when we come back, Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, is going to be here. And I'm so excited because I know he always has a great question to lead in with on community. So we'll talk with Michael in just a bit. And maybe we'll get on a little bit of a music break as well. We'll be back. Our guest today, Mickey Wright, don't go anywhere. Nicole Marie, I'm having fun, Nicole Marie. This has been a great show.
Yes, it's wonderful. Yes, it's a wonderful show. So, so happy to have Mickey Wright. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. As they say, we're making black. I love that.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Thank you.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Wednesday morning, June 7th of 2023. It's our show number 861. We're closing in on the 9 o'clock hour. It's 844 live from New York City, 744 for folks in Central Time Zone. Michael Hopkins from our own Vet Talk radio show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Michael, you're sitting in with us, as you do each day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. How's Spotsylvania, Virginia coming along this morning?
Oh, Carrie, it is a beautiful sunny day down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Very beautiful sunny day.
Awesome to hear. Well, listen, let me bring back to the line. You've been listening, Michael Hopkins, and I want to, our very special guest today, Miss Mickey Wright, we are just so thrilled to have her. As you guys heard before the song, she's a pricing strategist. She's also great at advising on funding. And so those resources we need to run a business. So Michael Hopkins, meet Miss Mickey Wright.
Good morning,
hey,
Miss Wright. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is such a pleasure listening to you. I have learned so much today. I really have.
Oh, wow. That's
great. Oh, yes. And you and I have something in common, believe it or not.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
What is
I am
that?
Also from the DMV.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Very much so. As you heard, Carrie, I know you. Right, I know you know where Spotsylvania, Virginia is.
I do. It's on the way.
It's on the way. There you go. If it ain't on 95, it's on 95, right?
Okay, right.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know so many folks knew of Spotsylvania.
I never heard of. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, Michael, I'll let you take it away. I'm going to just be quiet here.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Ms. Wright, I've been listening to you, and as I said, you've put out so much beautiful information. I have learned so much. And my question is this. Myself, as Carrie has always mentioned on the show, I'm an advocate for disabled American veterans. I'm actually an accredited claims agent, which allows me to help disabled veterans. And my question to you is this. What kind of advice would you give to a lot of disabled veterans that either are in this industry, they want to get into the industry? And as you know, as disabled veterans, we have unique challenges sometimes, not only physical challenges. Sometimes we have mental health challenges. So what kind of advice could you throw out to give
Michael,
to us?
You're talking about in terms of having perhaps a veteran who might want to get into the hair or
right,
beauty
they,
realm
they,
or
yeah,
opening
yeah,
up a
they,
new
they,
business technique.
Right.
Okay.
Because there's, yeah,
okay,
that's what I'm talking about, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of different opportunities. And I guess one, you know, like from the physical standpoint, it's like, you know, my experience as being a hairstylist and my background, it is very physical, very intensive. And so, you know, our bodies are one of our main tools. And so I would say, you know, just depending on how you're disabled, you know, everybody has different challenges or what have you, to kind of make sure that you find something that's a good fit for you, you know, with styling hair, a lot of times it's long hours of standing, you know, it's like being at the shampoo bowl, those types of things with barbering, kind of similar. Yeah, definitely. And definitely, you know, learning how to use your body even ergonomically. You know, anybody listening that applies for is like really learn how to use your body because, you know, it's like taking care of it. And, you know, I hear a lot more cases of like carpal tunnel and those types of things than I used to because we learned how to use our bodies and how to work smart and efficiently with that. And then as far as like the mental challenges, which I think is rampant right now, it's like there's a lot of mental health challenges because,
you know, as a country, we've just been through so much, and it just keeps continuing, and it's like it's a lot to deal with. So definitely getting, you know, any support that you need. I think, Kara, you mentioned that all of us have PTSD just from what we've been through and
no,
going through.
I was going to get in trouble for that line. I knew that, but
but
we've all been affected.
I mean, I think it's real.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
And someone, a post I read was saying, like, you know, who's been through more trauma than, you know, Black people in America?
Well, exactly.
You know, and
very
who
much
was
so.
Offered, you know, who's been offered, you know, through all of those different time frames. If you look at, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you've probably been through something traumatic. You probably need, you know, counseling or to see a therapist or that type of thing. It's like that's never been something we've been offered, and it's, you know, in fact, kind of a taboo in our, you know,
right,
in our experience,
so.
In our culture. And so it's like there's no one that's been traumatized more. We need, you know, support in those areas. And it's not a weakness. It's like really getting all of the things that we need to get taken care of. And like I mentioned earlier, like your personal development, with things, not all jobs in beauty, but a lot of jobs in beauty, you're interacting with the public, and the public could be challenging, you know, because you've got all types of personalities.
Yes.
Right now, it's like I hear a lot of people are, you know, kind of extra demanding. I know from my own experience, you know, on the customer service front, there's so few places where you actually get really good customer service that it's frustrating.
Expecting
that it's going to be a challenge. And so,
hit the nail right on the head.
Now,
Mickey, so
right, we need
consider.
An entire show just for that topic alone.
Okay.
Oh,
we really do.
We really do.
We need an entire show. I created, because we're going to, I put out that we're going to be talking about the hair industry and AI recently, and we will. And this is a part that fits into all of that. They wonder why we have so many problems. There's so much detachment going on. Well, it's because, in my opinion, I'm going to just say I'll take the heat for it. But I think the, you know, we're doing so much with technology, but I think we're leaving human, you know, the human element, the humanistic approach. I think that's taking a back seat. And I think we need to revisit that on so many levels. And speaking to customer service, literally just speaking to customer service is nearly impossible.
Right.
And it's just that things are put out there that we have just accepted. And we've got to say, hold it. Let's pump the brakes on that. Because remember, you don't have to spend your funds with those companies that is that really are not good. But now it's wide ranging. And it's widespread. And you talk about pricing. What about all the subscriptions that are out there? Now, we need a whole show for that. I don't know sometimes. You know what I mean, Mickey, right? There's so many subscriptions and trying. And I can't – sometimes I get locked in this thing. I can't cancel the subscription if my life depended on it. I could. You guys know what I'm talking about out there. I went on it's easy to sign up for all this stuff. When you talk about pricing, it's so easy to sign up for these different things. I swear to you, I was on this website for about 20 good minutes before it actually finally mentioned, and the word cancel was so teeny tiny. After they sent me through back in the email around the world, I had to, you know, answer what the first three parts of the Constitution was. You have to go through all this to cancel. I've never in my life seen anything like this. It's shocking because see, when you're signing up, because I started to think, I said, well, how come this keeps happening? But what I noticed, Mickey, and what I noticed, Michael, is that when you're signing up for all this stuff, they put the price out there, they tell you, and they say these words. Oh, it's easy to cancel.
got no problem. Oh, just give us your money right there. No problem. It's so easy if you change your mind.
Well, let me tell you, boys, when you try to cancel stuff, you don't even see the words cancel anywhere.
Okay.
I have to literally go out and Google how to cancel that particular program or that platform. They don't ever cover it on their site. There's no, it's so tiny, teeny tiny.
Right.
Has that ever happened to you? Or is it just maybe I'm getting up there. Because I don't know. Have you heard of anything like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of things I hear that, you know, it's like, oh, we improved this part of our site. And it's like, oh, you know, it's like you used to go right here and make the change or correction or whatever.
Exactly.
And it's like now it's like, no, click on this button and go to another website. And then once you're on that website, scroll down and then go over. And it's just like, what? This is an improvement?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
What
technology.
About this on pricing? Exactly. But my favorite part about, talk about pricing, there was a time that you could buy something on the internet, and it would, they might charge you 50, whatever the amount was. They charge you one time, and that was it. Well, now you pay for that same item 12 times as much. Every month you're paying for forever. They don't ever sell it to you. And my other thing that, right, you know what I mean? And you guys be aware of this. When they say, oh, you could buy a lifetime license for us, and it's one fee. Well, don't fall for that all the time, because what they do is, yeah, they'll sell you the license for that particular version. And then six months later, they're out with a different version. And the first version doesn't seem to work anymore.
Well, they
a lifetime version of that, but we got a new version now that replaces that. I mean, you can't win. You can't win. Well, listen, it has been beyond joy having you here. And again, beautysuperstars.com, and that's beautysuperstars with an S, .com.
Yes.
So we just love it. Mickey Wright, so what's next for you?
Well, the 5-Day Confident Pricing Challenge, that's one of the things that's a definite next. And
awesome.
I'll be just continuing to work with people, you know, with their funding. You know, if you're a business owner and looking for funding, it's like it's a great way. It's revenue-based, more so than your credit. And there's, you know, a 24-hour turnaround time typically to get up to $25,000. So I had someone that I think started either the day before or yesterday, and they had funds in their bank. They're like, the deposit was made. It's like, yay. So it's quick and simple. And it's something that, like you say, our community a lot of times is definitely behind with being able to get access to the funding that we need to really help make our businesses successful.
Exactly. Well, we love everything that you're about. And just so that I said it while we're on the air, we've got Afrolock, the new Afrolock magazine that I'll reach out to you a little later to talk about, because I think you would be a wonderful fit to talk about everything that you're talking about and get some nice little things in the next issue. We're working on our July issue right now, so we'll get a chance to talk about things a little bit as well. So that's Afrolock, Afrolock. com, and that'll show you everything as well. Okay,
love
speaking
it.
Of which,
okay.
Again, beautysuperstars.com today, Miss Mickey Wright. Mickey, before we do, we got about 50 seconds or so, but anybody you want to shout out to before we sign off this morning?
Oh, wow. It's like if I start that list, that might get a little long, but it's like I guess
we'll be
my mom
that,
would
huh?
be, my mom would be my shout out. My sister would be my shout out.
Love it. Love it.
Like, yeah.
All right.
Been in my corner the
good
whole way. And with the pricing challenge, it's like I can give the website for that if that's okay.
Please.
So if people want to sign up directly. It's mypricing, mypricing .eventbrite, which is eventbrite.com. So at mypricing.eventbrite.com. It will get you signed up for the 5-day pricing challenge, and you can actually start the process of making changes and making sure that your pricing is in alignment with the type of services that you're actually
so
providing.
Important. Will you
yep.
come back and join us again soon here on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We enjoyed having you.
I would love to. This was beautiful. I,
oh,
I love
great.
It. And,
great.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think you have such a great show. And congratulations again. 861 episodes. Phenomenal.
Eight, oh, so 861 for you today. You are on it. Okay. Mickey Wright again.
Yeah.
We're just so thrilled to have her. All the best to you. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with us.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
We'll
I
be
really
back.
Appreciate that.
Yes, you got it. Tomorrow we're on 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern for the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me start with our robo-host, Ophelia, and she'll do our outro. Thanks again, Mickey, Michael.
It's time again
guys.
To bring today's
Thank
edition
you,
of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creators,